3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms of...
And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far...
And I ran, and I ran, and I ran. Chris Uzinski here for Running Flat Radio. Kelly Steele, believe it or not, is illing today, so we wish her all the best, and she'll be with us again next week. Running Flat Radio, if you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, it's a show all about endurance sports, mostly running, and mostly running in the Great Lakes region. We do it a number of different ways. We really want folks to be out there listening and getting involved in our sport, and the best way to do that is to educate you and tell you all about what's going on that's really exciting, what's really new and innovative in our sport, but most of all, tell you the stories, because every runner has an absolutely amazing story about themselves, whether it's personal perseverance, whether it's professional glory, as we do talk to a lot of world record holders and all kinds of famous runners from around the world. But most of all, it's all about you and kind of helping you get along, get off the couch. And if you are a runner, kind of helping you improve your times and educate you about some of the new stuff that's happening and introduce you to a lot of interesting people and the whole social aspects of running and everything else. So anyway, at Running Flat, it's been a really interesting week, because this week we actually started up and launched today Le Chocolat, and believe it or not, it's been feverishly picked up and lots of registrations today. It opened up probably, I think, around noon. Today was when it officially opened up, and Le Chocolat, a Mother's Day primer, is one of the events that we produce here in the Windsor, Detroit area. And it is Windsor's only half marathon that actually takes place on Riverside Drive. And the big news that we have is that the course for Le Chocolat is going all the way from the Walkerville area, which is where we're starting from, at the Walkerville breweries, going all the way down to the bridge, and then coming all the way back to Lauzon Road, taking in the entire Detroit River Vista and some beautiful neighborhoods. You know, when you get around Prado and Jefferson and going out to Lauzon and back, it's a phenomenal course, world-class course, and we welcome all those runners from out of town. Last year we had close to 2,300 runners at the event, or maybe it's closer to 2,400 runners at the event, and half were from out of town. 1,200 runners from all over the United States and Canada flew in through Windsor and Detroit and had a great weekend with us. Now, we call it a Mother's Day primer because if you do a run on Mother's Day, you're not going to get anybody. I mean, with all due respect, you're not going to get any volunteers. And for the most part, you won't get a lot of runners because it's a special day, right? To kind of help mom celebrate with her family. And mom's not supposed to be out there running that day. So what we've ended up doing is we called it a Mother's Day primer. It is on May 3rd, if you're looking at your calendar for 2015. And the beauty of the Mother's Day primer is... it's all about the women. It really is. It's a great event where each participant in the event gets a 3-liter box bag of wine that is shaped like a purse from our good sponsors and good friends over at the Pelee Island Wineries in Kingsville and Pelee Island. They have a patent on this really interesting bag of wine, box bag of wine that's shaped like a purse. It comes in white. It comes in red. Backed by popular demand is that gift. We are the only run in the world that gives away 3 liters of wine to every participant. So registration for that is open. And we do have a 5K, a 10K, and of course the half marathon. The 5K has a run walk, the 10K has a run walk, and the half marathon traditionally is just a pure run in registration. You can go to raceroster.com to get to the registration page. The other thing that you can do is you can also get to through the runningflat.com website. And when you go to the runningflat.com website, you can actually just hit upon the Le Chocolat the Le Chocolat emblem, and that'll take you over to the registration site. So there is a $5 discount that's on just for this week, and it is Radio Podcast is actually the code that you can put in all lowercase for $5 off on that event. So Le Chocolat open. We will be announcing a new partner for the expo and our expo pickup, and a whole bunch of hotels that'll be coming on board shortly with us as well. So, you know, just book the event, and then we'll take care of the rest with you guys between now and Christmas and kind of get you settled for your rooms and everything else. But you are listening to Running Flat Radio. If you're interested in any past shows that we've done, because we've had some phenomenal guests on this show, from Fred Fox, Terry Fox's son, to Dave McGillery from the Boston Marathon, and actually today we have Jim Crist from MarathonPacing.com is joining me. And so is Steve Fleck, who is a real personality and announcer in the running endurance, especially in the triathlon industry in Canada. They're going to be joining me because we're going to talk about a couple things. One is the issue of pricing of the marathon and pricing the half marathon, where those prices come from, and where is everybody else in the marketplace. And so we're going to be discussing that really in probably about a quarter after the hour. We're going to take that right through the rest of the show. It's going to be fascinating because they both have very different perspectives. One, Jim being from Pittsburgh and having, you know, I think he runs close to 45 or 50 marathons a year and really gets around and has been in the industry a long time. We're going to have a really good and frank conversation about that. But before we go to break, I think it's time that we at least do our song of the week, celebrating that it is Halloween. That we actually do This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Town of Halloween. And the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my head.
Mike K. Cook and Lisa Williams.
Morning, everyone. The Morning Drive on AM 800.
On the next Morning Drive at 6:20, Lisa still doesn't have her voice back. We need suggestions from you on what she can do while she's off work.
At 7:50, the impossible question, a chance for you to win Spitz tickets and qualify to host your friends in your very own suite.
And news, weather, traffic, sports, and business all morning.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers, along with the risk of a thunderstorm, windy and a low of 17. Tomorrow, showers beginning in the morning and ending in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm late tomorrow morning and early afternoon. Gusty wind, a high of 19. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 6. Wednesday and Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud and highs of 11 for both days. Once again, 60% chance of showers tonight, along with the risk of a thunderstorm, windy and a low of 17.
Sign up for the AM 800 transmitter.
This is important information.
Email delivery of station news, events, contests, and cool happenings.
Where did you get this information?
Visit am800cklw.com.
CarStar locations are locally owned. We're there at the same ballparks, the same hockey rinks, and the same dance studios. And when it comes to car accidents, we're right there too. From small dings and scratches to glass and collision repair, CarStar does it all. Contact us today. And if you want to talk Little League, we're good with that. With over 160 locations, we make accidents unhappen. Visit CarStar.ca.
Visit CarStar at 700 North Service Road in Windsor.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski in the studio. Running Flat Radio, all about running. If you want more information about our events and what we do, you can go to runningflat.com or even join us on Facebook. We have a multitude of Facebook pages. And what I do want to do is I want to direct you to, for the next 45 minutes, we're going to have a quick conversation about what's going on in marathon pricing. And to do that, I want you to go onto Facebook and go to the Running Flat Radio page, like it, of course, because you like it, and then go a little bit further down, and you'll see one of my latest posts where we actually list the pricing of various marathons. And it's going to be important that you look at that, maybe not now, but maybe sometime in the show, because we will be talking about that. Just to finish off the conversation about Le Chocolat, the new maps will be posted within the next week of the course, and the course is the 5, the 10 and the half. Along with where the Port-a-Johns are and all the aid stations. We do aid stations every 2 kilometers with a Port-a-John. They're staffed by firemen because the charity that we work with is Sparky's Toy Drive. And one of the other things that's also important about the event is that at the aid stations, we have water, and we also have something called Running Flat or RF fuel. That fuel is actually lemonade made by our good friends over at Infinite Nutrition Canada. They make great products, and you should really definitely go to their website and get some custom product and nutrition developed specifically for you. So, you know, how do I start this story? Let's start by getting our guests on first off. You know, our good friend from MarathonPacing.com, Jim Chris, joins us from Pittsburgh. Jim is a dear friend of the shows and Running Flats, and he's also he's the guy who has the pacing group that comes out to all of our big events, whether it's Run for Heroes or Le Chocolat, and even if you ran Detroit or a multitude of marathons this last year, you probably ran into a professional pacing group. You're probably in behind a professional pacer, and he was probably from MarathonPacing.com. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Chris, it's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for asking me.
You know what? It's always great having you. Also on the line is we have Steve Fleck. Steve is an announcer extraordinaire from the Toronto region. He's the voice of Ironman here in Canada, doing the half Ironmans and the fulls, I believe, too. Steve. Okay, we'll get Steve on in a minute. So Jim, I want to preface this entire conversation by giving you a story that happened to me a couple weeks ago when I was volunteering for the CIBC Run for the Cure here in Windsor, Ontario. So the event's on Riverside Drive. It comes down on the onto the waterfront. I'm on the waterfront taking care of a couple things with the with the course, and I'm bent over on the waterfront trail trying to pick up a barricade and a pylon, and two runners are running by, and one says to the other, "Well, it's not like Amherstburg, $80. That's way too much for a half marathon. It's a ripoff." So I stood up at that point in time because they didn't know I was bent over, and I yelled to the guy. I said, "No, it's not." And they recognized who I was, and he says, whoa, you know, wrong guy, sorry, wrong guy to complain to. And then they just kind of kept running away. And I thought to myself, boy, I hope that's not a perception that people think that event is expensive, considering the amount of infrastructure and planning and marketing we do to attract so many runners from all over North America. And I thought, wow. So, you know, it got me thinking. I went home, and I kind of sat down with Mrs. Running Flat, Deb, and I said, you know what, like, this is really starting to piss me off, because I'm thinking, maybe they're right. You know, maybe he is right. Maybe $80 is a bit of a ripoff to run in Amherstburg, if you consider Amherstburg not a great place to run. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do some research. So on Facebook right now. You can see this post, and it's kind of a real rough kind of breakdown of where the events are at in regards to where they open for a half marathon and where they close near race day, kind of their highest pricing structure. So what we've done is we've kind of listed as U.S. marathons and Canadian marathons. And what I didn't want to do, and I'll be really frank about this, I did not want to add Disney. I did not want to add even Le Chocolat or Pelee Island, because they're really high-end kind of fringe experiences that are going to be way more expensive than your average, you know, 13-mile romp, right?
Well, you know, Chris, they're not on your list, but we should talk about them a little bit, because they do represent a pretty unique product offering in the running market right now.
Yeah, okay. So you know, let's take a look at this really fast. So in the United States, I've listed the Ann Arbor Marathon at $65, where it starts. It ends at $85. The Martian.
Yep. That I will mention, Ann Arbor is an event that we pace, and that event is early in the season, happens in March, so everyone kind of is just getting out of those winter doldrums, and it gives you an early opportunity.
Yeah, and Martian is an early one, too. It's in April, traditionally around April Fool's, Martian Marathon in Dearborn, Michigan. It starts at 60, it ends around 70. Kalamazoo is 50 and 70, and that's put on by the Kalamazoo Runners. Holland, Michigan, starts at 75 and goes to 90. Glass City, you know, our friends out in Monroe, Michigan, or Toledo, Ohio, that's 70 and goes to 90. Flying Pig starts at 80 and goes to 105. Cleveland, Rite Aid, you know, which is a great marathon. Their half starts at 80, goes to 105. Towpath is 65, goes to 85. And, you know, our good friends at the Free Press with Detroit is 95 and goes to 140.
Well, and we see a trend here. You know, the large events, Flying Pig, Cleveland, Detroit, the largest of those, really has pretty high pricing because they're dealing with urban race course construction.
You're right. I know, and I've talked to Alan Brooks about this a million times. You know, when I look at his policing costs, and you know what, it's incredible what their policing costs are. And one of the things that I think is incredible is when you're looking at 500, 450, 550, almost 600 road closures for a marathon. Because, you know, when you're closing down a freeway, you have to close down a whole lot of entrances and exits. I mean, it's a very, very expensive event to do. But yeah, you're right. The larger inner city ones like Detroit, and of course, there's a philosophy to pricing. Right, we don't want you to register in the last month. We don't want you to register at the expo. The simple fact is, we want to do all of our planning months ahead, take care of it, and then worry about the experience. So just to kind of move on down the list, when we talk about Canada, we've got Scotiabank Waterfront, which is in the 6 month range, out, starts at 85, ends at 105, plus HST. So that goes up to over $120. Ottawa Marathon starts at $97 and goes to $140, including HST. Road to Hope, which is coming up very shortly out in Hamilton, starts at $73, goes to $90 plus HST. Mississauga is $75 plus goes to $105 plus HST. Good Life is $85, goes to $120 plus HST. Niagara Falls, $75 to $95 plus HST. The Forest City half marathon, which is a spring marathon in London, Ontario, 65 goes to 80 plus HST. So, you know, these things are all close to $100. And then Run for Heroes starts at 70 and goes to 90, including HST. So, you know, I got to tell you, I've racked my brains. I've looked at these numbers. And with all due respect, $80 is a deal.
$80 is a deal. Especially when we're running on the course in Amherstburg, which is a gorgeous course to run.
Yeah, it is. You know, and for those who aren't familiar, Amherstburg is a small historic town on the Detroit River, right at the mouth of Lake Erie, where it empties into Lake Erie. It's across from Gros Isle, Michigan and Monroe, Michigan, kind of in between them. It's an incredible, incredibly flat course, but it's also a very picturesque course because it's almost all waterfront and pretty pristine waterfront, frankly, at that. So, you know, Jim, it's just one of those things where you kind of scratch your head and you go, you know, what else can you look at cost-wise? I mean, you know, from your experience running, what is it, like 40-some-odd marathons this year?
Yeah, marathonpacing.com services about 40 events. Now, I go to about two-thirds of those, so I can't say that I ran 40 marathons, but I certainly did get around to a number of events.
Yeah, it's and look, it for a lot of reasons, like I said earlier, we're not talking about some of the really high-end boutique events. We're not talking New York. We're not talking even Le Chocolat, but Le Chocolat opened today, right? The half marathon opened at $90.
Now, according to your chart, people would think that's a high price, but of course Le Chocolat gives you chocolate and gives you wine.
Gives you a $35 value of wine, right? Of, you know, your 3-liter box bag of wine is worth $35. So I mean, it's probably the biggest swag you're going to find in running anywhere. So yeah, that's why it starts at 90 and it goes to 100. And it only has like $5 increments, right? But you know, what's your view on? Because you're a race director and you race direct a really really interesting event in Cleveland. And how do you guys look at pricing?
Well, you know, we have the Christmas Story Run, which is December the 6th, and right now that run is priced at $55. Now, that's a 5K or a 10K. We don't differentiate. The runner can run either the 5K, which starts at what used to be the Higbee's Department Store right in downtown Cleveland, and then runs out to where the Christmas Story House is located in the Tremont section of Cleveland. That's about a 3-mile, loosely a 3.1-mile run, so we call that the 5K, and then you just turn around and run right back downtown for the 10K. But similar to what you've illustrated in your chart, Chris, we started that at $45 when we first opened up registration. And about halfway through the months, we then bumped it up $10 because as you get closer to the race, as you know, you start to get a little squeezed in terms of determining how many medals to order, how many shirts to order, how much food to provision on the course. And so those early registrants with the lower price really do help you out in your planning as a race director. So it's nice to reward them with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, stick with us. We're going to hit a news break. We'll be right back after these messages.
They're only 7 days, but they'll save you for years to come. It's the factory authorized 7-day sales event at your Dodge retailer. 7 days you can't afford to miss. With over $8,000 in total discounts on Dodge Grand Caravan, the country's number one selling minivan. And the Canada Value Package is just $19,995. But hurry, this 7-day sales event ends October 28th. See your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer today.
Some falls hurt, some falls injure, and for too many workers in Ontario, falls kill. Together we can stop this. The Ministry of Labour's Chief Prevention Officer is asking employers and workers who work at heights to contact the Ministry of Labour or one of Ontario's health and safety associations for information on safe practices when working at heights. Remember, everyone can help by ensuring that your contractor uses safe work practices with properly trained workers.
Three different items, one common bond. Your goal, to discover their shared connection and score a sweet prize. Tune into the Noon Report at 12:45 on AM 800 to play the Tri-Bond Contest.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
The company responsible for election result delays in Tecumseh, Leamington, and Kingsville last night is apologizing. Sitel confirms in a letter that its quality assurance process detected an inconsistency in some election result files. The company then reran the tabulation and conducted a thorough manual audit that took more time. Election results were late by a couple of hours last night. Windsor's municipal election only had 37.5% of voters cast a ballot, and some are urging alternatives to the voting process. Ward 8 Councillor Bill Mara says maybe making voting more accessible and convenient could help increase voter participation. Voter turnout was 46% in the city's 2010 civic election. And the Unemployed Help Center's Plentiful Harvest Program now has a garden with apple and pear trees and berries, thanks to Caesars Windsor. The casino donated $3,000 to help plant 200 trees. AM 800 Sports, the Royals host the Giants tonight in Game 6 of the World Series. The Leafs are hosting the Sabres tonight, and the Habs skate in Calgary tonight. From the AM 800 Weather Center, partly cloudy tonight, gusty wind, a low of 8. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. Right now in Windsor, Essex, 14 Celsius, that is 57 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Ovaltine?
You'll shoot your eye out?
No, I want an official red under carbonation 200 jet range metal air rifle.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Hey, Jim, we played that for you since you're the race director of the Christmas Story Run in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Jim.
I'm still here. That clip just made me laugh because of those excerpts from the movie, The Christmas Story. It's funny every time I hear them.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your race.
So the race, 5K, 10K, which I mentioned before our break, starts downtown where the old Higbee's department store was located and runs out to the Christmas Story house. And then turns around for those runners that want to get a 10K in. They basically go back the same route or very similar route to downtown. So you can get a 3-mile run, a 6-mile run, but back to tying it into the pricing. So our pricing right now at $55, that is on the high side for a 5K or a 10K. And as we developed the pricing, the things that went into that where, oh, this is a race in the city of Cleveland, so we do have some pretty substantial costs for shutting down the roads and renting the police and security protection we need along the course to make the runner safe. We actually have to shut down one of the interstate exits, so we deal with the fine people at Ohio Department of Transportation who are very helpful on that, but nonetheless, there's certainly a cost to posting the signage and the putting up the barricades for doing that.
Yeah, and just so I can mention, you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW or on iTunes in your podcast. We're still trying to get Steve Fleck online. We're having some technical difficulties getting both you and Steve on at the same time, but we will continue to try to do that. One of the things that people don't have any clue is in regards to the cost of organizing an event of that size and coordinating it with, you know, whether it's, you know, your state police, your local police, your public works department, your parks and rec department, your fire safety, EMS. I mean, the costs are huge. And it's just one of those things that, you know, it gets built into what we do. But as a variable, it's getting more and more expensive to close roads down and more municipalities, with all due respect to those municipalities that I do a lot of work with, are getting more and more road closure averse. How's that? Because of the amount of runs they do, because of the parades, because of, you know, the walks, you know, even the impromptu walks that, you know, all of a sudden open up this huge liability for them. There's a lot of factors. And frankly, for the most part, I mean, many of them have that mantra that, you know, runs are for paths and cars are go on roads only. And, you know, but that's not what runners want to do, right? I mean, you want a great run. You want a great alchemy of a run. It's, of course, is a big part of that.
Well, the nice thing that we have in Cleveland, because we do have a very good reception by the city of Cleveland, in part because our race is a major fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Our race funds a not-for-profit foundation that actually pours the profits or the revenues from the race back into neighborhood restoration in the area where the Christmas Story House is located.
Okay.
So the residents of that area, even though they might be inconvenienced because they might not be able to pull out of their driveway if 6,000 runners are running right in front of it for an hour or so, they certainly realize the benefits to the community.
So,
and that would be another aspect of why our pricing's where it is. Yes, it might be a little higher than many other 5Ks, but the fact is it's a charity race and the money goes to a great cause.
Right. Right. But if you're looking at, let's say, 100 road closures, right, you have to rent every single one of those barricades plus the barricade a block away to warn drivers that the road's closed a block up.
Right.
And then you have to outfit each volunteer with a safety vest and a snack and a water and everything else that we do for each one of the volunteers.
Well, and in Cleveland, Chris, the regs that we follow there, we can't simply have a volunteer at those intersections. We have to have a licensed security professional, such as an off-duty policeman or someone of that nature.
Wow. Now, that's expensive. So in Canada, because we obviously have different rules between our countries, in Canada, you're allowed to use a volunteer for a non-signaled road. For a signaled road, you have to use only a police officer. Because in the United States, when we do work, we can actually call in National Guardsmen, and we can work with local militia, right? That is not, you cannot do that in Canada, because the only person who can actually close a road that's signaled is a police officer. And so there's that entire argument that you actually have to deal with here. Whereas, you know, I've been to many events where you'll actually just see a National Guardsman closing a road and for even parades and large races. So, yeah, but that's all cost, right? Somewhere in there, those costs have to be, you know, covered. And that's why there's that cost in a marathon and a half marathon.
Well, and let's talk about some of the benefits that the runners see, because the runners don't really think about, oh, the road closures and the cost. They're thinking, well, I'm running on the road, and you know, hopefully they feel safe in doing so, but they don't think of those things. The way they see the other things that they get as swag from the event, such as what type of shirt are you getting? What type of medal are you getting? What's the food and nutrition offerings at the finish line? And so those are items where we also spend on the high side to make sure that the runner has a really outstanding experience. Now, we don't go to the extreme that you do, where we're giving away $30 purses of wine. But if you finish the Christmas Story run, you will get your hot Ovaltine and a nice cookie to eat. And you'll have a medal, which is posted on our website. The medals, people have been raving over the medals. This year is the year of the bullies, so our medal depicts a couple bullies chasing the runner.
Awesome. Hey, what's the website, Jim?
AChristmasStoryRun.com.
AChristmasStoryRun.com. Jim, thank you very much for joining us on Running Flat Radio. All the best. Hope to see you in Cleveland. And if not, we'll see you at Le Chocolat pacing with the Pacerettes.
I'm looking forward to it. And Chris, thanks for having me. I hope you have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, Jim. All the best. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. When we come back, we'll get Steve Fleck online on AM800 CKLW.
This fall.
All rise.
comedy is going to court.
You know you're never going to work in corporate law again.
Well, watch me.
When a top corporate lawyer loses her job, she ends up working for the people.
From the looks of her, she's probably guilty.
And she loves the people.
Go home, open a nice bottle of wine, smash it on the counter, and shank myself with it.
Watch the series premiere of Bench tonight at 10:30 on Comedy.
Defense, how do you plead?
Your Honor, I need a short recess because I have to go resign.
The only open line talk show in Windsor Essex.
Unfortunately, I'm furious about what's going on.
The Lynn Martin Show.
I'm just sick and tired of listening to these people lie to me.
On Wednesday's show, does your boss belong in your bedroom? Does it matter what you are doing? No matter who you are, do they have a right to tell you what you can and can't do there? We'll talk about it with you at 11, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
When you hear about it, don't just talk, react. The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
This is a song about the flu. Who's got the flu? It's maybe me and you. If you've been in a car, it can travel that far. Within 6 feet of a sneeze, it's probably on your keys. So here's what you can do. Get the shot and stop the flu.
You can't always protect yourself from others, so get the free flu shot. Visit ontario.ca/flu for a location near you. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Partly cloudy tonight, gusty wind, a low of 8. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers, a low of 3, with the risk of frost Wednesday night. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, a high of 11. Cloudy Friday, 60% chance of showers and a high of 7. Once again tonight, partly cloudy, gusty wind, a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and a high of 10.
Mittens. Hot cocoa, instant traction, all-wheel drive. When preparing for Canada's coldest season, there are some things you just can't go without. The Volvo XC60 SUV has everything it takes to take on winter. Plus, with available features like front and rear heated seats and a heated steering wheel, you won't need those mittens. Right now, take advantage of 0% financing for 5 years on all 2015 Volvo XC60s. Visit volvocars.ca for full details.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Steve Fleck joins us on Running Flat Radio. Steve, do we have you now?
Yes, I think I'm here, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry about those technical difficulties, but I'm glad you're on. And we were just talking to Jim about some of the issues regarding the costings of half marathons and perceptions and stuff like that. We'd already gone through, and if you can go to our Facebook page, to Running Flat Radio, and you can actually go through all of the different pricing that we've kind of come up with, just from like the local Great Lakes region of runs that are here, spring and fall half marathons, and where the costs are at. And we were just talking about how Le Chocolat opened up today. So I'm glad you can join us because you have a much different perspective. You come from a sport that's really expensive, with all due respect. And it's because you guys use a whole lot of infrastructure. You use the water, you use a road to ride on and long distances, and you definitely have long runs involved as well in triathlons. So, I mean, you have a much different perspective on costing.
Oh, yeah. The sport of triathlon, Chris, is much more expensive historically to put on for all the reasons that you had stated, and that the infrastructure to put it on, costs, that much more. And you're not just putting on, one race. You're actually putting on three races in one day, a swim, a bike, and a run, and then throwing it all together. And as I had said, historically, triathlons have cost more. I mean, the famous sort of Ironman triathlons now, I mean, if you wanted to enter an Ironman triathlon, which is, the equivalent of the marathon in the world of triathlon, it would cost you about $700 to enter one in North America right now.
And not including travel, accommodations, getting your bike there, getting your posse there, getting your wife and kids or husband and kids. And
It all starts to become very expensive. Now, keep in mind, those are the most expensive of the triathlon races. Your typical, local sprint triathlon that would be, over in about an hour, shall we say, for the top competitors, those would cost in the range of about $100 odd. So the pricing for the road races that I'm seeing and that you and I talked about earlier this afternoon, I don't think are that far out of line. And I was able to catch just the tail end of what you and Jim were talking about. And race participants, I don't think, need to know this absolutely, but I would concur with what you and Jim were talking about in the cost side of this, be it, you know, permits or porta potties or just about anything related to putting that race on, have gone up significantly in the last, you know, 5 to 6 years. And really the only source of revenue for these events, you know, some events do have sponsorship, the bigger races, you know, the bigger marathons, you know, might have sponsorship dollars. But for all intents and purposes, most of the other races, their only source of revenue is the participation fees that individual participants pay. So if costs go up, then, you know, race participation fees have to go up.
Yeah, that's a really, really important fact. You know, we don't get any money from our government to put on events or races. And I know, like, Ironman's got, you know, they got some sweet deals out there with different provinces and different states and different cities. You know, I mean, even notoriously, the rock and roll going to Raleigh, North Carolina, $225,000 was the fee that the town of Raleigh paid competitor group to come and do a rock and roll series in their town. You know, so, you know, the bigger events can, you know, kind of hold a, I don't want to say a ransom, but they can hold like an appearance fee to many municipalities, because municipalities really get a huge benefit from large infrastructural events. Like we talked about earlier, Le Chocolat, 1,200 tourists flew into Windsor, Essex, stayed here, ate here, shopped here to actually, you know, enjoy the event. Same with Amherstburg with the 600 tourists that come to Run for Heroes.
Yeah, and there's a multiplier effect at work here, Chris. And you know that when people come into a community like that, they're eating out at restaurants, they're staying in hotels. I don't know what, you know, how they arrive at that multiplier effect number, but local tourism boards and BIAs, you know, do know those numbers. And for X period, X number of people that are coming in, you know, that leads to that amount of dollars that are being spent in the community, and that's a positive thing. So, you know, that's why those bigger marquee events, you know, can go into a community. And in turn, the community can turn around and say, hey, look, if you want to come here, you know, it's going to cost you.
Right, right. And they do, with all due respect. I mean, you know, we pay all the fees, we pay all the policing, we pay all the barricades. I mean, nothing is granted to Running Flat or any other races that I know of in the entire region. But, you know, most famously, there was an economic development study that was done a couple of years ago with Chicago and the Chicago Marathon being really one of the largest marathons in the world. I think at that time it was around 33,000 or 34,000 competitors. And the economic impact was $127 million for that weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, when you go to Chicago, we spend a lot of money on rooms. You know, we spend a lot of money on food. We spend a lot of money on the Golden Mile, we hit the Apple Store, you know, there's lots of shopping there as well. So, you know, it's one of those locations where you're going to spend a lot of money as a consumer, and enjoying the weekend and making it a great vacation destination for yourself. But that's true with almost every place that we go, right?
Another, and I'm just sort of winging this, Chris, and not meaning to put you on the spot, but here's another, I think, driver to the costs for races now is, I think they're with the themed runs and, you know, the obstacle races and, you know, and these sort of things that are now lumped into the running, and I'm putting quotation marks around the word running event.
Sure.
You know, they're charging, you know, quite a bit more, and I think because they can, because they're new and different, and it's a new breed of participant who, you know, doesn't come from running background. So they don't have that standardization of, oh, well, I've always paid, you know, $35 or $40 for a 5K. You know, but now I'm going and doing this color run, and it's costing $50 or $60 plus tax and a service fee. So they have no grounds of comparison. So for them, you know, they're just going that $50 or $60 is fine for the Color Run 5K or, you know, whatever the charge is, and the obstacle races as well. Ironically, the obstacle mud runs, they're taking place typically off of standard road infrastructure. So their production costs at a could potentially be lower than these races, and also the color runs. I know some of them take place in you know, parking lots of large stadiums or shopping malls. So again, they're off of, I mean, some money would, I'm assuming, has to change hands, you know, rental fees to the stadium or the shopping mall.
But there's always a road closure that goes with that, because you leave that site and go around and come back, right?
Right. But anyway, my pet theory here is that these new alternative, you know, events are driving up the cost as well, simply because they can't. There's no historical precedent for them to charge, you know, $40 for a 5K.
That's a really interesting thing. I think great brands can charge great amounts of money depending on its worth, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this is, you and I touched a bit on this at the Race Directors Summit last week, in that a lot the endurance sports events business is starting to get so big now that the normal rules of business and commerce start to apply, i.e. people will pay, you know, whatever they feel is the right value for a brand. I mean, people pay more, you know, for a Starbucks coffee than they pay for a Tim Hortons coffee, and you don't see anyone complaining about that. That's just the way they do.
Correct. So, to bring that back full circle to the costing situation, I believe that our cost for Run for Heroes at $80, which was late in registration, was more than fine and more than appropriate for the half marathon in Amherstburg on a closed course, you know, with everything that you get, with aid stations every 2K and a port-a-john and you know, scenery and a medal and a great shirt and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that you expect get in a professional run. And we're not even talking about Rock and Roll Series, right? We didn't talk about competitor group and what they've been able to do around North America. With their brand, because their brand is traditionally $40 to $50 more than the average race, because you're going into a Rock and Roll Series event, just like we never touched upon Disney's Princess, you know, because those are incredible destination events, or even the $125 that we charge for the Pelee Island Winery half marathon on an island in the middle of Lake Erie, which only has 10 spots left, by the way. You know, which is also featured in this month's Canadian Running Magazine. I wanted to get that plug in because it's a great article on that run. But I always thought that was a lot of money for that run. But when you only have 350 people and you've got a lot of infrastructural costs, you know, to manage on an island, it's a deal.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't, just like any business, Chris, you know, Apple doesn't have to divulge its, you know, its balance sheets to the, you know, to the public. I mean, if it's a publicly traded company, it does. But I mean, if it's a private company, no one needs to know, like, how much, you know, it costs you for barricades or porta potties or road permits or this, that, and the next thing. So that's why I opened up and I said that, you know, the race participants don't need to know exactly, you know, what these costs are, but they do need to know that these costs, just like everything, is going up, and you know, they're the only source of revenue. So if they see value in the event, hopefully they will continue to support the event and buy into it.
Absolutely. And this last year, if 2014 is any kind of marker, we had a banner year registering, you know, close to 20,000 people in this marketplace. So, you know, so that alone tells me that people find a lot of value in our events and what we're doing and what we're trying to do, which is get more people involved in this sport, get more people out there and get more people healthy and living a better life and really enjoying the social aspects of runners, because all runners are awesome people. We know that.
Absolutely. Runners are awesome.
So, really quickly, because I have you on, can we talk a little bit about the healthiness of triathlon, where it's gone this year, where you see it going next year, even on, at the local kind of smaller community? You know, I've heard a lot of rumors out there that they haven't been doing well on the smaller sprint size around the regions in Canada and the United States, and maybe you can kind of shed some light on that in the last couple minutes of the show.
Yeah, sure. I think the sport of triathlon, Chris, overall is reasonably healthy. I think the difference, what has changed in the last 5 years, is the growth, the organic 5 to 10% year over year growth in participation that the sport had been experiencing since the early noughts, you know, from about 2000 onwards, has slowed down to almost nothing, and it's flattened right out. So, you know, businesses I think are doing okay if they've factored that in. And when I say businesses, I'm talking events, I'm talking retailers, I'm talking coaches, I'm talking brands who are suppliers, you know, in the space. If they've realize that this has slowed down and they haven't leveraged themselves for that organic 5 to 10%, you know, growth every year, then they're doing well. The overall size of the triathlon population now in North America is reasonably large and healthy. It's not as big as the running, you know, the running population. It's nowhere near that. But by the same token, you know, the demographics of the typical triathlete are very high. I mean, you know, Ironman participants on average, you know, household income is well north of $150,000 a year. So these are people that tend to be, you know, reasonably to very well off. So, you know, they're still out there spending a lot on events, on equipment and this, that, and the next thing. So I think overall the sport is healthy, but what's happened is the growth has gone and we are into a period of flatness.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, even when we look at our demographics of, you know, two-thirds women and two-thirds of them are 35 to 55, you know, 115,000 is where our demographics lie. And then even when you look at the broader picture that over 50%, closer to 60% have never been in an organized 5K at our events, we know that we have a much lower threshold into getting into our events. So we're able to attract that person who's never been an organized event, attract them with a great theme, great swag, other friends doing it, getting them involved in that event, and in that process, getting them involved in the sport. Whereas it's a lot harder to get someone on a bike and do a swim. And you know, then go for a run, right?
Yeah, the barrier to entry, both at the, you know, the physical barriers and the cost barriers, are high. And you mentioned women, and not to be, you know, overly patronize this or make too much of a big deal about it, but the micro growth, like in the sport of triathlon, is still women. Like when I'm race announcing at a triathlon, and they have the give it a try, these sort of, you know, really really short, you know, really entry level triathlons. 2/3 of those participants in those, you know, raw sort of entry level races are women. So that's where there is, you know, good news, I would say. And you know, maybe they've started off in running, like maybe they've started off with one of your fun events and they want to look at something new and different, and they, you know, maybe next year they try a triathlon with their friends.
And I hope they do, and I hope they do really well at it. Steve, thank you very much for joining us on Running Flat Radio. It's always great to talk to you.
And, my pleasure, Chris.
And you've been listening to Running Flat Radio, and keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.